Tenacity is the word?
Mm.
Is it? Yeah. Tenacity? That you continue on without wavering at all, day in and day out. Every day, these believers, the 3,000, everybody would look around and every day they see consistency. Apostle doctrine, four things. I want you to write them down. The four things that's in there. Because I think those are very, very important. Mm. What characterizes the assembly of God in Acts chapter 2 should characterize the assembly of God in the year 2006. Nothing have changed here. What they had function in, how they have functioned in Matthew chapter 18, it should be the same way we function in the year 2006. The word of God have not changed. But these four things are very, very important to take a hold of them. Number one, the apostle doctrine. Fellowship. The breaking of the bread. And prayer. That is what characterizes the assembly, the local assembly in Jerusalem. Those 3,120 people, every day, they have done that thing. And you know what's interesting? If you look at verse 43, that there were fear in every soul. People that looked around them, they were amazed of what's going on. Because they were speaking in tongues? Because they were doing miracles? That comes after that. It's very interesting when you look at that verse. It said after there was a fear that there was wonder and sign happened by the hands of the apostles. So what you see there is that the fear or the admiration was a result of these four things being continue day in and day out. There is a tenacity day in and day out. Now, David, before you get in, I want to just bring something right in the middle here for everybody to see. Just one second.
See this thing here? How many legs?
Four.
What happened if I take one away?
Hmm.
Would not stand right. What are the four things that we talked about that characterize that local assembly in Jerusalem, that should characterize every local assembly? The apostle doctrine, fellowship, breaking of the bread, and prayer. These four things have to be together to keep that thing balanced, stable. You cannot take one of them out. Just think of that all the time. And we'll talk more in details about that, but I just want to put that for you. Sorry, Dave.
I just wanted to, in looking at those four legs of the table, we might look and say they're all equal, and perhaps in some ways they are, but I think there's a significance to the fact of what comes first. The apostles' doctrine is what's listed as first, and we know that in order for us to enjoy the second thing, the third thing, and the fourth thing, the first thing has to be consistent. The apostles' doctrine is the foundation upon, we know that from what Paul told the saints in Ephesus, that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and then it says Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the apostles' doctrine, the teaching, is the first thing that comes in this list of four items. And we can't walk together if we don't agree as to what the scriptures say about who the person of the Lord Jesus is, what the assembly ought to be characterized by, and all the other doctrines that we find from the, what the apostles taught in the different epistles. So I think it's important to note that while we might look at that and say, and I don't want to say one is more important than the other, but I just think there's a little significance to the fact that which comes first is the apostles' doctrine. If we're not consistent with that, if we don't all agree as to what that is, then we're not going to be able to enjoy fellowship. We're not going to be able to enjoy breaking of bread. That's why we don't break bread with everybody in the world. That's why we only break bread with those whom we identify with as are in agreement with what we believe the apostles' doctrine to be taught. So I think it's important just to note the apostles' doctrine is critical. We must agree. I'm not talking about every small detail. I'm talking about some of the main fundamental items that cause us to only walk with certain individuals together. And so the apostles' doctrine is critical. It's critical. It's what the teaching is. It's what the core of the assembly was built upon.
I think that we'll find, and I'm going to use the word that you've used, I think all four of these things are critical. And I'm not taking away from what you're saying, but I may be as clear as a bell on the apostles' doctrine and I fall down on the prayer. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. I want to also just, when we link these four legs of this table, I don't know how your mind runs as you study Scripture, but I have a tendency to remember words and where they appeared in certain places. Mm-hmm. I love this word steadfast. You see, it's a descriptive word that tells us how we're following. Doesn't tell us what we're following. We're going to learn here what we're following. But the word steadfast is a descriptive word that tells you how we're following. Well, where are some of the times you remember it in Scripture from? One of the times that comes into my mind is that the Lord Jesus steadfastly set his face as a flint to go into Jerusalem. If I see him doing that, I'm not surprised that his followers were also steadfast. A second time that comes in my mind is when Stephen looked up into heaven. He steadfastly looked up into the heavens, you see. There's a third time that I know of that it's in Scripture. It's right here. They followed steadfastly. There's a fourth time. Whither the forerunner is for us entered. And it speaks then of that which is sure. Sure means that it's perhaps tied to the anchor. Steadfast means that it does not waver back and forth. And there was a fifth one from 1 Corinthians, the last chapter. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It doesn't say for us to be stubborn. It says for us to be steadfast. So, you know, young people, it's good when I see a word like this that tells me not only that I'm following, but it describes to me how I'm doing so. It really puts a great emphasis on these words. Now, we've talked about the apostles' teaching. That's what doctrine is. You're going to run into people that say, look, I want you to give me something practical. Well, I'll tell you, if the teaching of the apostles is not practical, I don't know what you mean by practice or practical. Do you know how you'll know what doctrine I hold? You'll look at me and see how I walk. How I walk is the outward sign of the doctrine that has been imbibed in my heart and in my mind. I express my doctrine in the steps that I take as I walk through this world. Now here they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And then we saw that there was a common bond, didn't we? We saw that there were those 120 we began with. Then we see the 3,000 added to that number that had come into that room. What a wonderful fellowship that they had been brought into. This was a fellowship that centered around the Lord Jesus Christ. It hasn't changed, young people. It's still a fellowship that centers around Him. He is the one, as we had this morning, that is in the midst, isn't He?